From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Tuesday sought to downplay the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do continue to believe that he continues to pursue both nuclear and ballistic missile technologies. We do not believe that he, at this point in time, has the capability to tip one of these with a nuclear warhead.
Korea Society senior policy analyst Stephen Norper said the statement reflects the current thinking of the Obama administration.
They're trying to do that to put some measure to the more extreme comments by Kim Jong-un in terms of preparations for a long-range ballistic missile test.
It also follows President-elect Donald Trump's tweet that a North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't be allowed to happen. Kirby disputed a tweet by President-elect Trump that China is not helping contain the North's nuclear ambitions. Meanwhile, U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies from a potential North Korean missile launch.
This is a system, this is an effort that we've been very active on, Secretary Carter's been very active on for some time, and there are layers in terms of our ballistic missile defense, there are various aspects to it, and that comprehensive defensive system we feel very confident in.
Some analysts view the North Korean nuclear missile threat the first national security challenge facing the incoming Trump administration. The head of Gambia's Electoral Commission has fled the country for Senegal, claiming threats to his security. He declared longtime President Yahya Jammeh defeated following the December 1st election by opposition leader Adama Barrow. This is VOA News.